the fear is that we have Letterkenny Hospital sitting here. We have cuts to frontline staff. We have, as far as DSEC is concerned, every effort that the powers that be at national and at regional level to take key services out of Letterkenny Hospital. Taking prefabs into Letterkenny, we know it's happened in the past, but again, we're looking at the cost of it, the time frame, and they're going to make the decisions about all these things by the beginning of December. We're in the last week in November. Donal, this is crazy. This is putting a stick and plaster on a very open wound, and it's not acceptable. And as you know, we already have our letter off regarding all our concerns about all this, and it must be stopped this time. And the government and the Department of Health, the HSE, must sit down now and put a strategic plan together to ensure that the key services at Letterkenny University Hospital are supported, retained and developed. We do not want a prefab. We want a hospital that suits the needs of the patients of Donegal.
But if there is, at this point in time, a pressing need for more beds to meet a specific issue with a lack of capacity within the hospital that's having immediate impacts now, surely a prefab, although not a long-term solution, is going to go some way towards easing the immediate problems, allowing elective surgery get back on track, and ultimately answering many of the problems at the hospital.
Well, in order to do that, and you'll see from the letter we sent, Donal, we need to find out how many beds are actually closed at Letterkenny Hospital, how many wards have been closed, because this has been an ongoing problem. And if there are beds available that are not being used, that could be used, then we need those wards and those beds freed up and in operation rather than bringing another prefab on site. Yes, of course, the needs of the patients have to be to the fore all the time, Donal. It must be the first consideration. But again, we hear this every year about Letterkenny Hospital, the problem, no beds, and it's always called the winter vomiting bug, and it's called all these different things. And all these strategic people and who are meeting left, right and centre should know in advance that we're going to have an increase in patients at this time of the year. Why has it not been dealt with? Yes, the needs of the patients must be first, but we must find out how many beds are closed at Letterkenny Hospital, how many wards are closed, why, and if we have the prefabs, does that mean that they'll open up the theatres that are closed? There's a whole lot of questions that have to be answered, Donald. And we need to find out exactly what's happening at Letterkenny Hospital. And we need the powers that be to row in to support Letterkenny Hospital as well, because we in Donegal Action for Cancer Care, I'm sure that there is support for Letterkenny Hospital.
And you're seeking a meeting with Minister Simon Harris, as well as the other meetings you've been having on an ongoing basis with hospital management and SAILTA.
Well, the meeting with the Minister last year, as you'll remember, actually from the end of 2014, we sought meetings at the Department of Health to find out exactly what was going on. We wanted all the key people there. And that was the Department of Health, the HSE, the National Cancer Control Programme, Salter University Hospital Group, Galway and Letterkenny. We wanted the Donegal TDs and now Senator. And we wanted Cooperating for Cancer Care and ourselves at that meeting. We had a meeting on the 27th of February and the 20th of August last year. We have been chasing the follow-up meeting that was to happen in 3 months' time from that meeting. We have been writing to Minister Harris since the 6th of May. We found out a few weeks ago that Minister Harris is actually coming to Letterkenny Hospital on Monday the 12th of December. We left that, I suppose, we freed it up and put it in the public airways on Highland Radio. And we have three letters gone looking for a meeting at Letterkenny Hospital in the same format. And while we're asking for the minister, that's out of respect, the Minister Bradker hadn't been at the other two meetings, but we need all those people round the table and we all hear the same information. We all ask the questions that are relevant to Letterkenny Hospital and our community hospitals, and we all have the same answer. And it's time that somebody was accountable to the healthcare needs of the people of Donegal.